Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Bear with me on the voice. We'll get through this. The 34th Annual Kentucky Alfalfa Conference is a week away, February 20th, at the Ag Expo Center on the campus of Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green. Event coordinator, UK Forage Specialist Gary Lacefield.
It's hard to believe that we've gone 34 years, and it's really been a fun experience. We never dreamed that it would become an annual event when we had that first conference up in Shelbyville, Kentucky.
This 34th version in Bowling Green next Thursday, he says, presents a very practical agenda to boost farmers' bottom lines. Things start at 8 a.m. Central, and they keep moving.
We'll have registration, and they can visit our exhibits. We're going to have the largest silent auction we've ever had. Also, we have another new feature. We've got a hay contest this year.
Farmers know about the value of this alfalfa conference, and it should draw near 200. But the rest of us might not know about the benefits of forages in general.
Alfalfa is an important crop, but it's one of many in Kentucky. Kentucky is a forage-based state. We've got a little over 13 million acres of agriculture land in the state, and about 7 of that is occupied by forages. We've got so much land in Kentucky that's best suited for growing grass and grass legume combinations.
Program details for the conference are online at uky.edu/ag/forage. We'll be right back.
Oh, the food at this party is to die for. Look at all the choices. I could fill up my plate with just this chicken. Where did they get all this fabulous food?
We're the Turners from McLean County, Kentucky.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store with our name on it.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Making the consumer connection with agriculture is one of our goals in these broadcasts, and Gary Lacefield does a great job here, connecting us with farmers, forages, and the dinner table.
We produce a lot of different animal products, including a very large beef industry that's grass or forage-based. We have a very strong dairy industry that's getting more heavily forage-based. Our horse industry is centered around that excellent quality bluegrass in central Kentucky. We also have a growing goat, and we also have small ruminants in the form of sheep. All of those animals are ruminant animals. They make very efficient use of the plants that you and I cannot use. So they're good converters of solar energy by way of forages into high-quality products that we as consumers utilize.
UK's Gary Lacefield on Forages to Food, kind of bringing it full circle. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.